My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I had mentioned previously that our lot has quite a bit of elevation change, 6 feet over the 40-foot width of the lot. To create a level area for our slab, we bank the sides with riprap. Riprap is a pile of rocks that are each about the size of a bowling ball. Gravelly fill is brought in to create the level area, and the riprap is slammed in place with the excavating bucket to create the sloped retaining wall. The gravelly fill is constantly being leveled and compacted by the excavator. What does the final compaction is an 8-ton vibratory roller. Once the compaction is complete, we'll put a 2-inch bed of pea stone down to facilitate leveling the forms for the shallow, frost-protected foundation. The form is a shallow open frame. I used 2x12s for the first course, leveled and braced. 2x10s make up the second and final course for a total form height of 20.5 inches. I drape a layer of 6mm plastic over the pea stone. I've raked the stone smooth prior to the plastic. On top of the plastic goes a 2-inch layer of foam, tightly placed. Putting the foam in the base of a form is one of those simple and satisfying tasks. It will also show you how wonderfully square your form is, or isn't. If it's not, square it up and level it again. That 2-inch layer of foam diminishes our 20.5-inch depth to 18.5 inches. That's as close to perfect as we need to be, since a shallow frost-protected foundation needs 12 inches below grade and 6 inches above. That 18.5 inches of form depth, the edges of our slab, also get 2 inches of foam. I use 2.5-inch cap nails to hold the foam to the interior wall of our forms. Next week, we'll continue with our slab prep. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.